Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Happy Friday. And happy Friday to YouTube, too, I think. Yep, there it is. Happy Friday to YouTube, too. And happy Friday to Zoom and Facebook. And it's good to have you all with us. So tonight, something peculiar has happened here. Oh, they've made us private again. I'm not sure what that's about. But I'll deal with it as we go here. So tonight, Pastor wants us to have a good rounding out of our understanding in what we're receiving. Hi, Roger. YouTube was telling me we were private, but then I opened up someplace else and it came out right. So let's get rid of this one. So anyways, as I was saying, Pastor is wanting us to, you know, have a good rounded out view of our understandings with the spiritual authority that we have been studying all week. So he's chosen a video. It is George Pearson's. He's interviewing Terry Mize. And I know I think we've watched a couple of Terry Mize videos before. He's an amazing missionary, evangelist, apostle. He travels the world taking the word of God to everyone, teaching them their spiritual authority. And he really has some amazing fruit in his lifetime of standing in the authority that we all have. So anyways, we're going to watch that tonight, study that tonight, as Pastor would say. Then tomorrow we'll have, like I had said last night, a question and answer about last night's program, what we've been studying all week, and then this message tonight. So have your pencil and paper ready to write down any questions and email them to Pastor if you can before tomorrow night, so he has a chance to get everything together and to be able to answer your questions thoroughly with biblical, scriptural back up. What is the word I'm looking for? We need the scriptures to back up the answers to your questions. So if you can send them in ahead of time, that's really great. And then tomorrow morning, remember, we don't have prayer program. It's on Saturday, and I'm actually going to be in the truck with Pastor, so that'll be fun. I'm going to go spend the weekend in the truck with him again. We had done that last week, and it just was wonderful. It was really good. So I know the programs might have been a little bit rough, but the more we do it, the better we'll get at it, like we do all of these processes. So welcome. We're just happy to have you with us, and we're excited about this program tonight. I'll get us started with our pledges and our opening prayer, and then we'll go to our message for tonight. Whoops. I guess I need some prayers up there. I was showing the Blog Talk screen. And you don't want to read all of that. I don't even like to read all of that. All right, here we go with our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the Word of God, and that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And you know what? As I was reading this, I am being instructed to pull up our Watchman Decree. Now, we pray this very often, well, actually recently every day in the morning. Whoops. In our morning prayer program, this is a very powerful decree for us to remember our position and the boldness that we need to have in our walk every day as Christians. Great, great declarations and decrees to be speaking into the atmosphere. So I want us to pray it all together now too, because I know we have a different group at night than we have in the morning, and this is excellent for all of us to be speaking. Hi, Sunday. It's good to see you here. So here we go. This is our Watchman Decree. Pray this boldly. Declare it boldly. As a patriot of faith, I attest my allegiance first and foremost to the kingdom of God and the Great Commission. Secondly, I agree to be a watchman over our nation concerning its people and their rights for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Whereas we, the church, are God's governing body on the earth. Whereas we have been given legal power from heaven and now exercise our authority. Whereas we are God's ambassadors and spokespeople over the earth. Whereas through the power of God, we are the world influencers. Whereas because of our covenant with God, we are equipped and delegated by him to destroy every attempted advance of the enemy, and we make our declarations. We decree that America's executive branch of government will honor God and defend the Constitution. We decree that our legislative branch, Congress, will write only laws that are righteous and constitutional. We decree that our judicial system will issue rulings that are biblical and constitutional. We declare that we stand against wokeness, the occult, and every evil attempt against our nation. We declare and we now take back our God-given freedoms according to our Constitution. We declare that we take back influence at the local level in our communities. We decree that we take back and permanently control positions of influence and leadership in each of the seven mountains. We decree that the blood of Jesus covers and protects our nation. It protects and separates us for God. Hallelujah. And we declare that our nation is energy independent. We declare that America is strong spiritually, financially, militarily, and technologically. We decree that evil carries no power, authority, or rights in our land, nor over our people. We decree that we will operate in unity, going beyond denominational lines in order to accomplish the purposes of God for our nation. And we decree that America shall be saved. Amen. Isn't that a great declaration? I love it. I love it. It's very empowering. And so here, we're ready to start our program for tonight. Again, for news that just came in, we're going to be studying a message that is by Terry Mize. I know Pastor talks about him often, and I think we've seen one or two of his messages before, but this is on spiritual authority. And in our days, he is one of the authorities on spiritual authority. So Pastor kind of wants us to round out the week with a message from him. Again, write down any questions you have as we go through this tonight, and then you can bring them tomorrow and Pastor will answer them for you. And thank you again so much for being with us. And now here, we'll get us going. One of these days, this won't take all of my focus to make this happen. Well, it might. I don't know. Oh my goodness. My phone is doing that thing again where it just does not recognize me. I was talking about that this morning, setting up for the morning program. It's like sometimes my phone does not recognize my touch. And I was complaining about in all of the public restrooms now how you have to do a song and a dance in front of the faucet or the soap dispenser or the paper towel dispenser in order to get anything to work. And half of the time it just doesn't recognize me. It's ridiculous. And my phone seems to be doing the same thing to me right now. Oh my goodness. And it wants to ask me to speak and everything else, and I don't want to do any of that. Now it's telling me to drive safely. And I'm at the desk. Oh my goodness, there it went for a second. There. Oh, there we go. Stressing you guys out as much as it does. He tried to get this going. Too funny. All right, here we go. Terry Mize and George Pearson. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you hear? Thank you. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you. Wow, was that great? Wow, was that great or what? You know, it's just, oh, let me get us unshared here. We keep talking about this, the importance of having our relationship with God, that personal relationship with God, seeing all of these miracles happening all over the world. They should be happening every day with all of us. We should just be able to grab our healing, grab our finances, anything we need. God has given us dominion over everything, but it's the thing of getting it down inside of us, that knowing that you know that you know that you know above everything else, that God's word is true, and we have the ability and right to use all of that. And listening to these encouraging messages, especially by someone who has had so many miracles happen through him, it's great for all of us to grab a hold of that. And I love what he said. You hear many people say that have gotten the grasp of this. They say, take your miracle, take your miracle. And the way he said, make your miracle happen. Now, we've heard others talk about that too. And that's just awesome to hear him say that, make your miracle happen. I remember Andrew Womack talking about, I believe it was the night he was supposed to be ordained, and he did something to himself out in the driveway. Was he playing basketball with one of his sons or something? And he hurt his back so badly that he was like laying on the driveway, and he said, I couldn't even take in a deep enough breath to talk normally. And he said, and here his little guy was only like a year and a half or 2 years old, and he was like whispering to him, go get mama. And he was like, mama, mama, and just, you know, shaking his little head and just being cute and funny about it. And then eventually Jamie did come out. I think she saw him trying to crawl across the driveway, and he was like, you have to pray for me. I can't move. I hurt my back. And so she put her hands on his head and prayed for him. She said, there, now get up and act healed. And he said, so I did. And he said, now the pain was still there, but the minute she told him, get up and act healed, he did grab a hold of that, and he did get up. And he said it was a struggle for several hours. He thought, I'm not even going to be able to go to my ordination because I've got to stand up there and give a speech. He said, I can't stand up straight. They're going to say, you know, what a faith man this is. You know, he can't even stand up straight up there. And he kept fighting through it. And he said, you know, this is the enemy causing me to think something is wrong here. And I know, despite the pain, I know. That this isn't real and it's not going to get the best of me. And he said washing his hair was like excruciating even, and he kept thinking, oh, am I going to be able to do this? But he forced himself through. He grabbed a hold of it and wasn't going to let it get the best of him, and went and had his ordination and had a wonderful evening. And that's what it is. So many times the enemy convinces us of these symptoms that they're real, and it slows us down, and he tries to cause us to lose faith in what we know in our hearts. It's innately in us. The world and the enemy has tried to crush it down inside, tried to quench that from within us so that we don't function in it anymore. And we just really, really, really need to focus on functioning it. And it, you know, even as you go to sleep at night, try to have your focus on those things that we know in our innermost being
we know those things. We should be picturing them and envisioning them until they awaken in us, because they're right. We should all be functioning in this all day, every day, taking dominion over everything on this earth that we need, even if it's to bring rain, you know. Pastor and I, when we were driving last weekend in the truck, we had a lot of fog, and we kept saying, angels of the Lord, clear the fog from before us, clear our path before us. And every time it did, and then we'd start talking, listening to another message or whatever, and pretty soon the fog would come back in, and then we just kept speaking to it to go. And that's what we have to be practicing, doing these things all the time. And I think once we get used to functioning in that, the more we're going to see it happening, and the more confidence and faith will build in us. And so anyways, that was a really, really good message. It was really different from what we've been studying all week with the spiritual authority. It's just another realm of it, or another side of our spiritual authority that we need to be operating in and taking dominion over these things. So hope you guys enjoyed this message. It was very different, but it is a well-rounded, it gives us a well-rounded week of spiritual authority and knowing where we stand and where we should be functioning. Great messages. So next, let's receive communion together. Let me pull up our prayer. If there is anyone with us now, or if you see this video in the future and you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your time to do that. We're going to pray a prayer of salvation, and that's what it takes. Receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior is just by praying it, welcoming him into your heart and your life, receiving him as your Lord and Savior, understanding everything else and knowing how to walk out this Christian life. You can do later. It will help you do that. This whole life for all of us is a process of learning. So many times people think that, well, I have to learn this and I have to quit doing that before I can go to Jesus and ask him to be. No, you ask Jesus to be, and he'll start changing the inside of you. He'll start teaching you. And then when you have wonderful people around you, they'll help you learn how to walk out the new life. And, you know, I have to say this tonight too. I had my screen scooted over enough I could actually see the YouTube comments. And for anybody that is going to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is a wonderful family of people to help you. I'm watching them over here praying for one another, and it just makes my heart so happy. I love it. I love you guys. Thank you for being who you are to each other. Thank you. That's what makes this community of faith family. And more churches need this. More groups need this. This is wonderful. So I don't want to start this crying thing, but it just makes my heart happy. And grab your healing, Tracy. And we're so glad you're feeling better, Richard. And Roger, grab your healing too. I saw at the very beginning of the program that you said you weren't feeling well. I hate this that I can't pray or comment on YouTube because I've been grounded for some reason. But I'm so grateful to you guys all, because you jump right in and you support each other. You pray for each other. You encourage each other. And you're wonderful. And we love you. Thank you. Thank you for that. And back to anyone joining us tonight to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. I'm going to put it up on the screen so you can actually pray it out loud. We'll all pray it together. And then contact us. Our information will be in YouTube. Actually, it is now. I put it in during the program on Pastor's computer. Our contact information is in the notes in YouTube,
or you can also go to our webpage, which is samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith website, and all of our contact information is there too. And there's some other information. There's some prayers there. We actually have the communion prayer there, so you can do communion with others. You can, you know, lead your family in communion even. So that's all there. So please get a hold of us. Do not be afraid of this. Be more afraid of not doing this. I say this all the time. Jesus could come back at any moment, and you want to be able to go with your Lord and Savior. You don't want to be left here on this earth for the things that are to come. So please make that decision today if you haven't already. This changes your life in amazing ways here on earth. And it changes your eternity. It's the difference between heaven and hell. I don't know how to say that gently. There just isn't any gentle way to say it. But this is what it takes to change your eternity to heaven from hell. So I'm going to read the verses, the communion verses out of the Bible. This is First Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to start reading at verse 23. And read to 31. I'm going to say, where is it in here? I know I had it in here. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'll read these verses, and everybody get your communion elements together. Bread or cracker and grape juice, preferably. If you don't have those on hand, we do bless and sanctify them just as a general rule. Try to keep these on hand, special, sanctified for communion. And then after I read these verses, we'll pray the prayer of salvation. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us too. So here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Hold on for just a second. I need to grab a Kleenex. You guys make me cry. I just love you. Okay, 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Don't want to do that. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That means just doing this without realizing the importance of what you're remembering and celebrating that Jesus did for you. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. That means realizing we are sinners and we need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. So there are those verses. And now let's put up the prayer of salvation, and we'll pray this all together. And even if you've prayed this 1,000 times, it's okay to pray it again. It's a wonderful, refreshing, and reminder to us and part of our celebration of what Jesus did for us. So here is the prayer of salvation. Pray this from the very depths of your heart. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we would like to say welcome to the family of God and welcome to the kingdom of God. And like I said, please get a hold of us. We'll answer any questions you have. We have so many videos, thousands of videos on our YouTube page. They're free. If you have questions, we can send you the links to them so you can watch these programs and learn how to walk out this new life as a Christian. We're here every day of the week. We're only here once a day on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday night and Sunday morning or at noon. We're here the rest of the week. We're here in the morning and at night, so you can be with us as often as you can with this wonderful, wonderful supportive family of believers that'll be happy to help you too. So now you're free to receive communion with us. And I, like I did with the prayer of salvation, I will put up the communion prayer so we can pray that together as well. We'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it together too. I forgot to pray over our communion elements. So just hold up your bread and your juice. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for these communion elements and this time together to celebrate you. We bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you, Lord. Do I have my... There's the prayer. Okay, I didn't see it at first. So here we go. This is New Covenant Worship, or the communion prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Now let's pray this out loud. Here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. Declare this. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together.
Thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered for us and counted it all joy so that we could be a part of you. Now, here we go. This is over the juice. Let's lift up our juice and pray. Now, I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful, wonderful thing communion is. I love it that we do it every day. And when you're feeling sick in your body, do it more often. You can do it 3 times a day. Many people recommend doing it. If you're taking medication, you do communion just like you would take your medication. You're receiving the healing power of Jesus into your body. It was a great message, wasn't it, Richard? I like it. We love you too, Tracy. Thank you so much, all of you, for being a part of this. We so appreciate you. Now, tomorrow is Saturday. Remember, we don't have morning prayer program on Saturday, but we'll be here tomorrow night for question and answer. If you have any questions or answers, send them in. And Pastor will address them tomorrow night. Now, this is really cool. After the program gets over and Pastor gets up, I'm going in the truck with him again for a couple of days. So I'm excited about that. So tomorrow night we'll be doing the program from the seat of the truck. Pastor came up with a new title for that one. We're doing that. What was that called? From the seat of the truck. On the road to life, something else. So we may have a whole different title for when we're doing the program in the truck. So please join us. It will be fun. It may be a little bit rough until we learn how to make that process work. But it's okay. We get through it. And we always, always learn and glean from the Word of God, and it's wonderful to be together. So we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. God bless your sleep. Let me read the Ephesians prayer over us. Our Phyllis isn't here to do the closing verses, so I'll read our Ephesians prayer. Not in Zephaniah, I won't, but... don't know how I thought Ephesians and Zephaniah were anywhere close to each other, but whatever. Here we go. I pray
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you and me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, that's us, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Have a great evening. God bless your sleep, and we'll see you all tomorrow. And remember, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Thanks for being with us. And gave him to be held.